Episode 1924, Where Does Wisdom Come From?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. You made it. It is Friday. And that means it is Confessions of an Upset Mama. Has it been a week or what? Oh, come on. We are going to let it all hang out. Grab a sip of your best drink, because we're going to talk about where does wisdom come from. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Aristotle says this: knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. Yet you want to lead your family. How is that going to help you, knowing yourself? Where does this wisdom come from? And this wisdom is beyond who you are. Yes, it's essential that you know who you are. All the more reason to consistently be working on becoming your best selfie. We all need to do that. I do it. I work on it every single day. Some days I do it better than others. We need to know who we are. But what about those children you're now homeschooling by surprise? Or the ones that you're mentoring in your community, or caring for your grandchildren or nieces or nephews? You know, I started thinking about this question because I am going to be a grandma. Oh, yes, you heard it right here. I am going to be a grandma. My daughter, who got married last fall, is expecting her first child, and I'm absolutely thrilled. But when they told me, I paused. I was like, wait a minute. Number one, I am not old enough to be a grandma. Number two, where am I going to find all this wisdom? Where does wisdom come from? You see, wisdom is defined as the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment, the quality of being wise. Okay, well, we can break that down. Okay, experience, knowledge, and good judgment. It's the quality of it, though. So that means what? It's got to be good. You've got to have sound judgment. You've been equipped in your life with experiences, circumstances, and situations that have been given to you, all creating this knowledge base, good, bad, or ugly. However, it's how you utilize all of this knowledge to bring about wisdom. What makes you wise? And probably a few other ingredients, too. Now, it's not necessarily how much wisdom you have, but more importantly, how you train up your child. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Train up your child. Proverbs 22:6 says this: train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. You see, we may think we have to have all the answers, but all we have to work with is what we know. The more we know about ourselves, the more we understand, and we take our knowledge and our experiences, our circumstances, our situations, and we put it all together, that becomes what? Our foundation for our wisdom, how we see things. Now, we are to share our knowledge with our children in order to grow them as individuals who then can go out and impact the world that they touch. So we've got to train up our children. When you take all of your knowledge and put it into practice, then wisdom begins to emerge. So how can you gain wisdom while training up your child? Well, come on. Let's talk it through with now going to be a grandma. I know, I feel so old. I'm really not that old, but I'm very excited. And I wanted to share this with you all. In fact, when my daughter told me, I was like, are you serious? When can I announce it to the world? And she said, Mom, not yet. Mom, not yet. But she finally made the announcement. And so I got her permission to be able to share it with you all, that we are growing our family. And I'm so delighted. But at the same time, I'm scared too. In our day and age right now, in the circumstances that we see before us, you kind of wonder, gosh, am I wise enough to raise up a child? Not because they're little, not because they're big, but do I have what it takes? You may be sitting there right now going, I've got three kids running around here wild and I'm supposed to homeschool them for the rest of the year. Are you crazy? Are you silly? Oh yeah, maybe a combination of all of the above. But somehow, some way, deep within, you actually have wisdom. But unfortunately, we as parents, we sell ourselves short. We think we don't know anything. Now, we don't tell ourselves that exactly, but it's in our language, our tone, how we talk to each other, how we even talk to the children, maybe even the dog and the cats. So you've got to figure out how you can gain wisdom while you train up a child at the same time, because they go hand in hand. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, you've got to walk with the wise. Who are you hanging out with? Proverbs 13 verse 20 says this, walk with the wise and become wise. If you're hanging out with people that you don't want your children to grow up to be, yeah, then you probably should stop hanging out with them. I mean, that's just plain and simple. But sometimes we don't look at it as simplistic as that. Because it is so simple, it doesn't mean it's that easy. Sometimes we have to cut ties in our life in order to expand in other areas. Walk with the wise and become wise. Who are you hanging out with? And it goes beyond just your own relationships. Who are you hanging out with? Like, what are you watching on TV? What music are you listening to? What is influencing you? What books are you reading? Are you even reading books? Who are you listening to? I'm very grateful that you're listening to me. And I take this responsibility very seriously because whether I know it all or not, because I know I don't know it all, but the information that I do share, I want it to be the best that I know at the time I'm sharing it. It's my experiences. I've worked with thousands of children. I've worked with so many parents. And I see where sometimes it's not always the child's fault. I hate to say it that way, but man, we as parents, as mentors, as teachers, sometimes we get it wrong. But sometimes we get it really right. And we've got to remember that too. Walk with the wise and become wise. What are you doing in your life to elevate yourself? Not just knowing who you are, but taking your best selfie to another level. What are you reading? Who are you having conversations with? Who do you hang out with? Who do you allow your children to hang out with? Right? Walk with the wise. Number two, discipline your child. This is where you build consistency. This is another great Bible verse, Proverbs 29, verse 17. Discipline your children, and they will give you peace. They will bring you the delights you desire. Okay, now I'm just going to take that last part, and I'm like, bring me the delights I desire. That sounds awesome. Sign me up. But you see, the hard part is the very beginning. Discipline your children. And discipline doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be mean, that you're tough on them. It can mean that you just need to build consistency, having that follow through on your request or sometimes those demands. You set boundaries. Oh, don't keep expanding those boundaries just because they give you those puppy eyes. I mean, come on. They may look all sad and all that, but they're just trying to get their way. You have got to be firm. You've got to build consistency. This is a way you discipline your child, giving them boundaries, following through. If you're going to tell them that you're going to take away playing a game with their friend online and not being able to have that play date online, then you've got to be willing to follow through with it or don't say it. You cannot be quick to speak if you're not willing to follow through. Yeah, and I'm telling you, right now, that's where we fall short as parents. That's where we fall short as mentors and as teachers. We have got to stand for what we say. And if we're drawing these lines, and we set these boundaries and these expectations, we've got to be willing to hold to what we say. Now, obviously, there are some extenuating circumstances in some cases, okay? But for the most part, discipline your children. Build that consistency. Follow through on your request. Don't sit there and just because they're looking at you and their eyes and they get that little frown and they're like, oh, come on, Dad. I just know, please. Yeah, you know. Don't fall for it. Walk with the wise. Become wise. Discipline your children and they will give you peace. And finally, number three, love unconditionally. You may not like what your child does, but you still need to love them where they're at. That's a really hard thing to do. Why? Because we react so quickly when our children do something we don't want them to do. And we forget that we need to take a brief moment and breathe and then respond. There's a difference of responding than reacting. A reaction is more of a knee jerk. It just happens. That doesn't mean that it's a bad thing, but unfortunately, most of our knee jerk reactions, we end up kicking the people we don't want to kick, right? We want to be responsible and we want to respond accordingly. We want our children to know that they are loved. However, we may not like or approve of their actions. You may have a child right now. You may be mentoring a child. You may have a niece or a nephew or a grandchild. And you might be sitting there going, gosh, I just don't know what to do, but their actions are not what they should be doing. Yet, I still love them. And it's hard. But that's what we're called to do. This is probably the toughest part of caring and loving a child. And not just a child, but any human being. We need to give our love unconditionally. No strings attached. Understanding, though, that doesn't mean that we approve of their actions. Hence, discipline your child. Hence, walk with the wise. You see how it all goes together? When we look at our wisdom, we're taking all of our experiences and circumstances and situations, how you were raised. We gather all of that knowledge. And then we need to really look and discern what we can use from that to help raise up and train up our children. It's not easy to do. And I'm telling you, if somebody says, I've got the manual that tells you exactly how to raise a child, no, because it's not going to have every situation in there. But there are some basic fundamentals, and these are some of them. And a lot of it comes from what? You as the parent, you as the mentor, you as the teacher. When you are caring for a child, you have the greatest responsibility in the universe. What a gift. But it's a lot of hard work and it doesn't come easy. But I know you're up to the challenge. And maybe this week has been a little bit difficult for us. I got to tell you, where we are right now has been a little bit challenging. My kids are handling it overall pretty well. Of course, our oldest daughter, now pregnant with our first grandbaby, so exciting. And so her and her hubby, they are ready and they're going to be moving down south here very soon in the next few weeks. So a lot is changing there. My son is working hard, our number two, and then we've got number three. She's been now home doing college stuff, everything online. And then we have our two youngest sons who one's a freshman and one's a senior in high school. And everything's online. But you see, we got word this week that they're not going back to school. school is closed. And I asked my senior in high school son, number 4 or 5, I said, so how are you dealing with this? What do you think? And I really wasn't sure what he would say. And he said, you know, Mom, he goes, I don't know. It's kind of a yes, no. I said, what do you mean? I said, what's the no part? He goes, I really don't care about prom. And honestly, I don't really care about the ceremony and graduating. He goes, I want to graduate. And so I confirmed with him. I said, well, sweetheart, you will graduate. I said, well, what's the no part? What are you missing? And he said, you know, he goes, I miss my friends. He says, I may not hang out with them after school, but in class, we would have discussions and we would talk. And he goes, I didn't exchange information with them and contact information. And I sat there for a moment and I was like, oh my gosh, he's carrying the weight of something that he hadn't expressed to me before. And really, I didn't know that that probably would have been an area for him that would have bothered him. But it does bother him. And so I know that every family out there that has children, and it doesn't matter what ages they are, this is a different season in life. Now, I've got to tell you, this too shall pass. But this is where we, as parents, as caretakers for these incredible human beings, we've got to step it up. The wisdom, oh, they need our wisdom terribly right now. And so even though maybe you feel like you're floundering and you really don't have all the answers, guess what? It's okay. You don't have to have all the answers. However, you do have a heart to lead them to wiser choices and to love them and to have a love that always forgives. That's the greatest gift you can give your child. So when you feel kind of like, oh my gosh, I don't think I can make it through this next assignment, you look at them and they're just kind of running around like cats and dogs. Just laugh a little. Laugh a little bit and say, you know what? I don't have all the answers, but I do have a heart for these children. Walk with the wise and become wise. You know, during this season, you may actually learn more from them about you, that you are wise and that you have so much to give. So go out today with a smile in your heart, knowing that you are training for life and you're raising up an incredible family. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.